on that. We continue tomorrow. How a minister prays for people. Part 2. It will be short, but please just listen. So, we discussed some stuff last time, which I will recap a bit, but I also progress. So just follow me. John chapter 17. I will talk about one guy that some of you don't like that much. John 17 from verse 12. So write this down. Prayers does not automatically override, or prayers should not override the will of man. I didn't know you want to use. Maybe should not or does not. But we are done with this series. Be able to pitch a tent if it is should not or does not. So prayers should not or does not override man's will. For instance, John chapter 17, verse 12. John 17, 12. Please follow me. Let's do it together. Why I was with them, right, in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Okay, now, so as touching Judas in that place, let me ask you a question. Is it that Jesus did not pray for Judas, therefore he fell? Or, get these three options. Is it that Jesus prayed for others? He prayed for Peter, but he didn't pray for Judas, so therefore Judas fell. Or he prayed for him, but God had a different agenda for him to backslide. Or he prayed for him, but Judas has his own will, and it eventually tallied with what scripture has said we have. Why option C? But it's long. At times when you are asking a question in the exam, it's just short. There is not an option that is very long. So just pick it. So why should they stress themselves writing this long thing if it's the wrong answer? Amen. How many of you have that worked for before? Especially which course? Amen. So, as you are telling with, Jesus actually prayed for him, but Judas had his own will, which eventually tallied with what scripture said will happen. See John, because let's see the dynamic. See John 13, 25. Our minister prays for people. So despite our prayer at times, people still have their will. If prayer is to override the will of man, let all ministers of the gospel just lock themselves in a place. Just keep firing prayer. Let us have a prayer. No, prayer chain, right? So let's just ensure that three people is always praying in church 24/7. Are you with me? Just three people, as you are dropping 6 hours batting, drop for another one. Another 6 hours, you are just praying, God, let them be saved. As you are praying, what will be happening? They are bogies on this road, you'll be carrying Bible, you'll be preaching the gospel, you'll be getting saved. Hallelujah, praise God. Dubai will just suddenly become Christian community. We just suddenly have RCG, will not be in Saudi Arabia. We just see, this is just expanding. How is it that can work? Amen? If it can work, it's fine. I will just... Amen. Let's go and find one big money and ensure everybody resign from work. Say, guys, I'm ready to pay your salary for the next 3 years. Are you ready to pray? Hallelujah. It's a target. If you can do it very well, you know what will happen? Once the Lord is saved, at least rapture will come. Have you? So we'll borrow a money that we'll not be able to pay. We just say okay, but say we tell bank we pay back in 3 years time. Hallelujah. And we say okay, in that 3 years, in that third year, what should have happened then? Rapture should have come. We also fire prayer. Hallelujah. At the end of 3 years, better escape to Mexico. That is where they cannot catch you. Amen. Praise God. But if it's GC Bank, they will catch you there. Those guys, they are serious. Eh? They are Yahoo boys themselves. So. Yahoo cash. Sorry now. Yahoo cash. That's the bank for the Yahoo boys. Amen. Was that lying? Eh? I didn't mention anything. Praise God. That's John 13, right? 25. He then lying on Jesus' breast and said unto him, Lord, who is it? Verse 26. Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Please, 27. Let's read together. One to go. And after that, after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, Dost thou doest, do quickly. How did Satan enter into him? Who saw it? Who saw Satan enter into him? For you to understand that this is a reported speech. This is John writing. He didn't see a vision of Satan entering to him. John wrote about this event after it has happened. Are you with me? So, this is simply, it's not, of course, if you have known Judas, this is not something that just happened, then he has been meditating on this thing before. So, but what I want to focus on here is, he said, that thou doest too quickly. Jesus did not say, what I want you to do, go and do. Rather, he said, what you want to do. What you want to do. What you want to do. In fact, I will even say, it's more of a statement. It can even be a correction. Luke 22, 21. I will also explain something here. 22, 21. Behold, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table, and through the Son of Man goeth as is determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. 23. Then began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. So when he's saying woe, and when he's saying in verse 22, that the Son of Man goeth as is written, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. The woe is not hellfire. It cannot be hellfire. The woe will be to lose part of the coming ministry. That is one clear thing we saw that happened to Judas. See, it's actually a terrible thing to lose your ministry, to start and quit, to be a quitter in ministry. See that, quickly see that Acts chapter 1. See what Peter said of him. See verse 17. Acts 1:17. For he was numbered with us and had what? He has obtained part of this ministry. See verse 24 and 25. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the heart of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. 25, want to go? That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he may go to his own place. So the clear thing we can see from scripture is that Judas lost what? Lost what? Ministry. So that woe is not, don't see every woe in the Bible as hell. For instance, check 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Sorry, this is just a brief deviation. First Corinthians 9, 16. I'm waiting for everybody to be there. Okay, sir, thank you. Let's read, yes. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for mercy is laid upon me, and yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. So Paul used the same word for himself. See, it's a terrible thing. See, it's a terrible thing to be a quitter in ministry. So like
I think we have seen that most, the only thing that we see as terrible in the world is hellfire. No, we still have terrible things. So, to be a believer, yet to be pushing false doctrine is terrible. Also, your judgment will yet be heavy. It may not be hell, but yet there will be judgment. The seat of Christ. Amen? Remember that one that I read for you this some days ago? He said that it will be, it's better for a man not to be born, that for him to, if anybody calls any of these little ones to go away, he said it's better let them just tie a millstone and throw him into the depth of the sea. But such a man may be born again. In fact, it's born again people that has more chance to deceive people. It's sad that although the people that 2 Peter chapter 2 is talking about, you know, of course, that he opened with false teachers and false apostles, right? Well, you know, some of them may be born again. But of course, as on the standard of doctrine, how do we treat them? Not as though they never believe. So, if you tomorrow now, that I know you believe with the gospel, I know inside. But tomorrow, just like I'm saying, lie, 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 and you are, what, as far as doctrine is concerned, you know what I will say? He never believed. I may know he believed, but as for the sake of doctrine, that man never believed. Because a man that believes stay true till the end. Amen. Praise God. Do you understand? Because right now, what you are doing, you are promoting unbelief. Let me use the word to the guy that all he did is just to just hug his father's wife. You know what Paul did to him? I say hug, leave the rest. Eh? You know what Paul did to him? Not talk of somebody that is say give him to Satan. Not talk of someone that is now saying Christ did not die. What John say do to such person? Third John, no second John. Say don't welcome him to your house. But don't give him, don't greet him goodbye. He that bid him good speed is a partaker of his evil deed. Eh? No, we really cannot. If you want to follow that today, to be serious, we want to take that as literal as possible. Ah. Amen, amen. So anyway, what I'm saying since is just to make this statement that prayers does not overrule the will of man. Prayers does not say a man should not go his own way. But it's in praying for people that, for instance, that you see visions about them. E.g., you want to preach as you are preaching to people, you want to be able to give more accurate word of knowledge. Pray for them. Pray for them. To be candid, ask any man of God that operates so much in the word of knowledge, ask them. They will tell you that at times, almost half of what they are saying on the pulpit comes to them before the pulpit. The only thing that comes more on the pulpit is clarity. I said half. Are you with me? Because so when you are praying for people, for instance, expect to see something for them. Don't forget the topic, how a minister prays for people. This is part two. Get part one to know how we started. So it's in praying for people. Don't forget, though, prayer does not say the man will not eventually do his own will, but at least you'll be able to give him a better chance of repentance. So, for instance, it's in praying for people that you'll be able to discern things about them. You'll be able to give far more accurate words for them. Amen, amen, amen. You discern how to ease them with the right word. Also, it's in praying for people that we discern the right man to send to which place. That we discern that this is the right man to send to this place. It's in praying that we discern that. So when we are praying, when you are praying, don't expect that the prayer is automatically getting the job done. But rather, the prayer is putting us in better position to what? Get the job done. So don't be caught in, we are praying for the gospel to progress and you're not planning to do anything about the gospel. Your prayer is in vain. Acts 13 verse 1. Not that as we are just praying for the knot, we pray for you that the gospel invades the knot and everybody is running to Port Harcourt to get married.
Amen.
So how will you go to be made in earth now? God will raise our pockets up. No, I know some of you won't want to quote Jesus as a boy, but Jesus said, even these stones, he will open his mouth to praise him. Have you? Prayer now. Let's go and anoint stones. Let's go and lay hands on stones. At least, if there's stone, it will bounce back, have you? I'll just pray, God, make me a stone. I don't know which one is worse. Acts 13, Gary, please. Verse 1. Now there were in the church, which is at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and the rest of them, verse 2, and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, right, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Verse 3, when they have fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and they sent them away. So write this down. You should be willing before setting out to pray for missionary. Don't just pray for the gospel to progress if you are not willing to do something. You should be willing. So you can see as they were praying, they were able to, the prayer just helped them to send out the right person for ministry. Prayer does not take away this thing. Go to the mountain to fast and pray for 60 days of ministry. You will see how to come down from the mountain to start the ministry. Tell your neighbor, say, walk and pray. Acts chapter 16, verse 6.
Thank you. There is no much Greek word today.
Acts 16, verse 6. When they are, please go, let's go through this together. Come on, let me wait for you, please. Let's start from verse 1. Acts 6 is fine. Acts 16, verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the regions of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. That is a man that is receptive, that can discern. Man, God said, don't preach here. That's the work of prayer. See the next verse. After they were come to Mysia, they are sailed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Wow. And they passing by Mysia came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Verse 10. Everybody wants to go? After he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. That's the response of prayer. That's what happens when you pray for places. Go to this area. Don't start from here. Start from here. So when we are praying for God should launch out laborers, God should launch... See John 4. If you believe in the prayer you are praying, you will take a step. See John 4. Don't worry, I will soon be done. Just a short charge. That as we pray for these places, we should be ready. John 4, 34, Jesus sent unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not that there are yet 4 months and then come in the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the field, for they are white already for to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that what soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying, one soweth and another reapeth, I sent you to reap whereunto you bestowed no labor, other man labored, and you have entered into their labor. Luke 10. Luke 10, are you there? From verse 1, after this saying, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them 2 by 2 and 2 there before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Verse 2, everybody want to go, let's read, please. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he should send forth laborers into his work. I think after this verse, everybody should have gone to their rooms and be praying. Next verse, everybody want to go? Go your ways. Behold, I sent you forth as lambs among the wolves. Carry neither purse, nor strip, nor shoes, nor salute no man by the way. And into whichever house you enter forth, say peace be unto the house. Go to verse 9. Yes. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come near unto you. Read verse 10. Yes. Okay, that's okay. So let me ask you this question. How will God send more? Let me see who we get it. How will God send more laborers? How will God send more laborers? So God will send more laborers through the effectiveness of their own preaching. Do you get that? Yeah. God, send more people for your work. I'm saying, if you are saying that and you're not preaching, is in vain. How will God send more laborers? Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost. 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you to the end of the age. And you now see in 2 Timothy 2:1-2. Be fast, sorry, I know I'm fast. I'm sorry. 2 Timothy 2. Let me wait for you now. 2 Timothy 2. I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Sirs, please, let's take verse 2. Want to go? And it is that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou toward faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. How will God send more laborers? The effectiveness of your ministry. So when you pray for the gospel, look inwards for the immediate actions to take. Look inwards for the promptings of God. Let God launch you forth. If you believe your prayers, then you will take a step. For instance, Paul said, without ceasing, I am praying for the Ephesian church that you will the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, etc. But as he's praying the prayer, what did he do? He wrote them a letter. Right? Right? As he was praying for the Colossian church, he wrote them a letter. As he was praying for the Thessalonians, he wrote a letter. As he was saying, traveling for the Galatian church, he wrote something to them. Please write this down. The effectiveness of his prayer was seen in the weight of doctrine and clarity of the message in those books. The effectiveness of Paul's prayer was seen in that communication, in the weight of doctrine that the book contains. So Paul is not just praying prayer, he's relying only on the prayer for the Ephesian church to understand God. As he was praying, he wrote. So as you are praying for missionaries, what are we to do? We are ready for missions. Don't pray if you are not ready. Don't pray. Don't bother. That is why we grew up in settings where we say we have prayer department, evangelism department, singing department. Abi, so the people who are in prayer, the prayer warriors, what is their prayer? They will be praying that let the preacher preach very well, let the singer sing very well, let the preacher preach very well. Amen. So we say we have the word department. This one, they pray small, but they preach so much. Abi, Sunday school, thank you. And that is why our life is like that. Amen. So prayer is prayer does not bat ministers. Write that down. Prayers does not bat ministers, only discipleship. But prayers will make that discipleship better. You cannot pray for a man until he becomes a minister. Just based on your prayer alone. Your prayer will move you to take step. Your prayer will move you to do things for that person. If we put Sokoto in our mind, for instance, we are praying the word invade Sokoto. That means we are also expecting instructions as touching Sokoto. So the next time when you are praying, what should you do? Pay attention to instruction. Is that clear? Now, so next time, before you pray for Afghanistan, you know you are ready for what you will get. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For instance, I remember clearly when I was living in Zamfara State years ago, I say in the name of Jesus, the gospel, you will invade this land. Not, we are not abandoning you to the gospel. I prayed that prayer for an hour from Tuluwanda to a family house. I was crying, I was praying. I think that was the second to the last day before I packed my load leaving, because I said, God, I'm just seeing dead men walking. That's my exact word. I said, God, see, I'm just dead men walking up and down these streets. Yes, we did our best. We tried under the umbrella of NCCF that we could. We said, but God, I pray that the true gospel invades this land. Invade this land. How else will God answer it? You go back. Amen. Amen. So this is now the time for you to go back and start looking at instructions. As we pray corporate prayer, for instance, everybody I have sent to, and maybe Babalada, and it was, in most of them, they were not my first or second choice. My first and second choice, they are still here. I mean, my own first and second choice of that should go. That's here now. Still looking at them. Still looking at them. Amen. But it was in prayers. So, no, this is the right man to go. Is that clear? Are we ready for work? Are we ready for work? Are we ready for prayer? Amen. Hope you will see pray. Eh? Are you not scared of prayers? So I say, when you pray for the gospel, look inwards for the immediate action. Look inwards for the promptings of God. Ephesians 6. This is the last scripture. We'll just read it together and we'll close the service. Just look at it. Everybody Paul was praying for, he quickly followed up the prayer with what? An epistle. Imagine if I sat somewhere in the south, say, I'm just, say, don't worry, I will be your pastor from offline. I'll just be praying for you. I'm praying that Bookie, you get to know the word. Bookie will just be using, the prayer will just be working in Bookie's business. You just be sending money here. Amen. Just pray, IJ, you increase in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. You just be sparring people every day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Tola, you are a man of God. You are a woman of God. Hallelujah. And she's all the decorative people's face. Just doing makeup. And say, Brother Tolu, you are the man that God will use. Hallelujah. Brother, you have been making millions from marketing. Millions. And I pray that Akim, you are the Paul of our generation. And Akim has gone after God. Amen. Praise God. I pray that peace is what? Yeah, peace. Yeah, you walk in more visions and revelation. Accurate prophecy. Hallelujah. And what will be happening to peace? And peace will now become the proprietor of Adube. Hallelujah. You have got an official car, an SUV. And I'm praying. Amen. John 6 from verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication, where? In the Spirit. See you. And washing thus unto all what? Perseverance, supplication, for all sin. 19 and 21 to go. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may what? Open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel,
for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hallelujah. So we see the answers of to our prayers more in us. I'm trying to look for the best grammar, pardon me. I'm simply saying, when we pray, God works more in us. See, we are the ones in the best position to discern the working of God. If God wants to relate with a believer and unbeliever, the believer will catch it so easily. And this is not the era again that you will just be praying that God should use bad things to scare a man to salvation. It is His goodness. And where is that goodness found? In His word, in the preaching of the gospel. Praise God. So as we pray, we look out for the promptings of God. That's the point. So how should I pray? So in praying for people, don't just pray for your disciples without discipling them. You pray for them, you teach them more. You pray for them, you check up on them, you give them tasks, you give them assignment, they report back to you. Then you pray for them, they become better. Amen? Don't believe to prayer. Don't just teach them without praying too. Amen? Because teaching is not, it's beyond academic. This is not just opening Bible for academics. Amen? We teach life. Amen? Praise God. So as you are doing your duty, you are praying. Because when you start teaching alone and you're not praying, that means you are trusting yourself to grow them and you're not trusting God. But that's why what I'm teaching you now, I'm trusting God that He will keep reminding you when you get to. That is the work of prayer. But it's not that I will be praying for you, and there's no knowledge that the prayer will work with. Praise God. And don't forget, for missions, as you pray towards this area, towards this environs, be ready to go. Or we will be ready to commission people. Like in Acts 13. As a minister to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me. Who and who? Hakim and who? Sorry from here. To go to which area? Hallelujah. Thank you. Bow down your heads and pray. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues to us touching that. Amen. Amen. I yield willingly. Before you pray, you are ready to go. If you are not willing, don't pray. The prayer is not, if you are not willing to go, don't pray. It's not needed. Don't say, don't worry, I will be in the, don't worry, I will be in Babylon Island. I will be praying for all the missionaries in the Middle East. I will be praying for the people that will be preaching in my degree. I was chilling in my house, you know, just chilling. No! Before you pray, you're ready to go. Oh, Calabos Tegevite, Ratobati, Taza. If you know this song, please sing it with me. We go forth like a mighty army, sing. We go forth, we are unstoppable, sing. We go forth. Like a mighty army, sing, we go forth. We are unstoppable, stoppable. We go forth. Like a mighty army, sing, we go forth. We are unstoppable, sing. We go far like a mighty army. Sing, we go far. Yeah, we are unstoppable, unstoppable. We go far. One more time, like a mighty army. Sing, we go far. We are unstoppable. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your mission is in our hearts. These are our priority. These are our priority. These are our priority. These are our purpose. These are our destiny. These are our destiny. We live for this. We live for your glory. This is our destiny. This is our purpose.
Together we agree, we agree, we agree. We take a stand together in this. We decide, we put all our difference aside for this cause, for this purpose, for this purpose, for this cause. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We go forth like a mighty army. See, we go forth. Yeah,
we are unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
We go forth like a mighty army.
Yeah,
and we go forth. We are unstoppable.
Hallelujah. So don't forget, as you pray for people, you teach them all. As you pray for your disciples, you send a message. Check up on them. Are you with me? As you pray for people, for them to be more effective, check up on them. Send them a text. Check up on them. Give them tasks. You don't just pray and you are doing nothing. Pray and teach. Pray and teach. Pray and teach. Okay? Say pray and teach. Say pray and instruct. So your prayer will work in the instruction. It is in that word. Eh? The prayer will make that instruction weighty. When you pray and you don't give words, you are not given a medium to transmit the power of that prayer, the energy of the prayer. You pray and you put out in the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So do this more, okay? Do it more. As you pray for people, for your disciples, people you are praying for, people you have been telling, come to church, pray for them. Also, in praying for people, you will see visions, you see stuff for them. It will make their hearts to melt more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for today.